This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Glamier. Hi, this is Dr. Tabitha Samir. I'm a cosmetic dermatologist, owner, and founder of Mare Skin Cosmetic in New York City, and star of an Emmy Award-winning Bravo TV show. My podcast is all about great conversations with your favorite celebrities, media personalities, and well-known experts in the worlds of lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. Through their stories, I hope to uplift, inspire, and educate. This is Glamier.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Glam Mirror. I'm here with somebody that is a friend of mine and also happens to be a star of Shaws of Sunset. Shervin is in the house. How are you?
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me, Tabs.
Ready for your interrogation?
I'm always ready for interrogation.
So we've been friends for, through Mercedes. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny to be interviewing you so formally about this because I kind of was with you guys when this whole season happened.
You were.
So going into it, we knew this is going to be a really unique season for you.
Yeah, you know, well, going into airing, we knew it was going to be unique. Going into filming, I just thought it was,
normal.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Right?
So because, okay, so I've got a lot of friends who watch the show, and they're always like, that Shervin, man, he's just, he's so great. He's so wonderful.
Oh, I like your friends already.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I'm like, yeah, he is all of those things. And you had a very different season this season because up till now, you were always sort of like, Mike was the bad guy. You're the good guy. Mike's the player. You're like the loyal. Royal boyfriend. And how is this season different?
Well, I think those are all kind of based on perception. Mm-hmm. The season was definitely different. Mm-hmm. I was kind of in the mix a little bit more than usual.
Yeah.
We like to say that I had a major storyline.
Yeah.
And it was about my interesting relationship with Annalise.
Right.
Which, a lot of people, it's different on so many different aspects.
Let's give it, in case people don't know, in case there's, God forbid, someone who doesn't watch Shaws,
Oh my God.
What the hell?
They should definitely be downloading it
right now
and catching up.
They should be watching all episodes and come back to this. Annalise is your beautiful, gorgeous, she's beautiful.
Cheers.
Girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I say that the way I said it because she lives in Australia and she comes out here and you guys date, and it was kind of assumed, we all mm-hmm. assumed that you were in a serious, committed, monogamous relationship with Annalise.
Yeah. Yeah, and in all fairness, I actually said that we were too.
Yeah.
Just because, sometimes it's easier to say what people understand rather than try to explain it from scratch.
Gotcha.
And by the way, I'll mention this is kind of weird sitting formally talking.
It is.
Normally we'll be sitting with Maris making some weird comments at Ciccone's as we all have way too many drinks.
Yeah. She's already told me what I should be asking you, but I'm like,
you have
your way, I have my way, girls. And her way is great, and my way is good too. So,
it's like I was saying, it was easier sometimes just to say, hey, we're in this exclusive relationship.
Yeah.
One, because people receive that easier, something that everybody understands.
Yeah.
And two, because, the reality is she told me that's what you need to say, right?
Yeah, Annalise said that.
Yeah, she didn't, because she was like, I understand our situation, you understand our situation, but, no need to tattoo it on your forehead.
Right.
So, it's not unusual. We live on different continents. You cannot live geographically farther apart than we do.
Right.
Right. She's... It's like one of the longest flights you can take, I think.
Yeah. So when you said you were in a serious, committed, monogamous relationship, I was like, come on, she lives in Australia.
Yeah.
People can't even be in a serious, committed, monogamous relationship if somebody lives more than 30 miles away. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to do long distance. So if you had just said from the beginning, hey, I'm a good looking man, I'm on a great TV show, look at me, I drive a great car, I live in a nice house, I don't need to be with one woman. People would have understood that too.
Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily the case either.
Okay.
And, Annalise, I think, is really classically the situation, the cliche situation of having met the right person at the wrong time.
Okay. And so you are the right person at the wrong time, or she's the right person?
She's great.
Yeah.
She's a catch and a half.
Yeah.
It's just that, given our situation, given our geographic situation, given just me not there.
Right.
Not there by not ready.
Yeah.
And
not ready to be.
Not ready to just kind of fully settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm not.
Right. And she knew this.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did. But we also, in all fairness, it was kind of like, okay, we hung out. We both kind of knew we were really far away.
Yeah.
I think we both kind of had this unstated thing where we knew, you know, when, you know, this is not going to work out, right?
Right.
But then, you know, as I say, you catch a feeling, right?
You catch feelings,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I was like, holy shit, what the hell are these?
Okay, so what people may or may not know is that I'm not only friends with all of you, I'm also friends with a lot of the extra characters that came in. I wasn't friends with Tara, but we definitely knew her.
Sure.
And our friend Craig Ramsey. So we kind of saw this stuff brewing with her from the beginning. We didn't know if it was true because Tara had said that she had an affair with you. And then she said she didn't. And I think whatever was going on in her marriage dictated what she said about you. If her marriage was going well, she didn't have an affair with you. If her marriage was not going well, she had an affair with you or something like that. But then
so her extracurricular activities were just really immediately dependent on the status of her relationship.
She fully, you know, came out on Gigi's birthday and balls to the wall said she had a long-standing affair with you.
Long-standing.
And you fully denied it.
Yeah. She also said quite a bit of other things that day.
I know, a lot of stuff.
Oh, a lot.
I wish they had aired a lot of this.
We should bring up the rest of the stuff she said,
I would love to. Well, we'll talk about that. But okay. I kind of want to stick to this point. Did you have an affair with Tara?
I did not.
Why not? She's hot. She's cute.
She's
likes men and women.
I mean,
you could have had a gangbang with another girl.
A gangbang with another girl. I've never really heard of it.
Well,
put
think
that
about
way.
It. There's no reason.
You know, a gangbang with another. I think somebody should get Tabs a dictionary, Urban Dictionary on gangbang.
Wait, you could have had a three-way with another girl, not a gangbang.
Yeah,
a reverse.
Totally different scenario.
My point is, she's open sexually, and why would you not have had?
Well, she's not the only person open sexually on Earth. Thank God.
Right. Well, this point.
And you know, I got a lot of heat for saying that I'm not attracted to her, but what the hell? I have to be. You know, I have to say she's pretty. She's not. I don't think she is.
Got
not my thing.
So you're saying it just never happened?
Nope.
Okay. So, why did she say it did? Even to this day, by the way, to this day, I don't know what the hell. Just one thing's happened. One week, one thing's happened. The other week, and I was like, I'm staying out. This girl's crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
And in all fairness, again, for everybody listening out there, you were there for the whole ride.
The whole ride.
This isn't just us sitting in an interview and kind of recapping what you saw on TV. You were physically there.
Physically there.
So you saw a lot of the stuff that, you know, didn't air, that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think when I said we should bring it up, she said some pretty crazy things.
Yeah, she did. Let's just talk about the most crazy thing of that evening.
She admitted to being an escort.
Yeah,
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, so I was an escort for 2 years. So
what? Well, this is what exactly happened that day. That evening, you said, well, you're an escort. And she was like, well, yeah.
No, no.
So?
No, that's not what I said. I said, do you want me to say should I say it? I kind of, you know, was like, if you want to go down this path.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know what? So she figured she'd just let the cat out of the bag herself and and it would alleviate the situation.
What
didn't.
Right.
She went on and on about being a swinger, a cheater, an escort, and all these things. And it's like, in all fairness, I mean, even all the way down to our justice system, the court of law, when somebody kind of shows a certain type of character, their word isn't held as strong.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I think she needs
a doctor. She also admitted to DMing Mike.
She did.
Trying to get with him.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. And that's why Mike kind of stayed away from that situation, if you noticed.
He has his own problems.
Yeah, he definitely did not want to go for the dance on this one. And I totally get it. He was like, don't pull me in this. I was like, hey, I won't. Right?
Yeah.
And he stayed out of it. But, you know, I think that, like I said, I don't think she needs a husband. I don't think she needs a three-way. I don't think she needs an affair. I think she needs a fucking doctor.
Yeah.
That's meds, heavy meds.
Well, what do you think her motivation was? I mean, I'll tell you what I think was.
Very clear.
What is it?
Well, she came out of like the clear blue sky, and all of a sudden she's BFFs with Golnasa, like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
Right? Like literally hanging out daily.
Yeah.
And Sarah brought up a good point, who's like the third trio in that mix.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, Sheriff, she has pictures where she had like six or seven bridesmaids, and none of these people exist in her life today.
Oh.
So where the hell are they? Where are her friends, right? And she was on this show, Newlyweds, which we know got canceled afterwards. And so there, and even if it didn't, it's not the kind of show where the same cast goes on and on, right?
She wouldn't have come back for a second season.
She wouldn't have come back for another season. And I think she kind of liked that opportunity of being on TV and being recognized. And, you know, it's a fun gig.
Yeah. She
right?
wanted to be on TV. She wanted to be a
yeah,
shock.
So I think she kind of tried to marry herself into a storyline.
Yeah. So you think she tried with Mike?
I think she tried. Well, because I think she tried with me. It didn't work. I think she tried with Mike. It didn't work.
And so she went to Gigi.
And no. She was trying with Gigi the whole time.
Yeah.
So what she needed is like, okay, I'm friends
she
with Gigi. And then I had something going on with one of these guys and that marries her in. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, no pun intended, but you know, and she's like into the storyline, because what happened is when this all kind of crumbled apart mm-hmm. and the producers didn't call her for interviews and didn't want to film with her continually, even though mm-hmm. I guess she spent like an hour and a half talking to one of the producers one day.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the friendship with Golnessa just totally disappeared.
Yeah.
Like to this day disappeared.
Yeah.
Like gone.
Yeah. It's just because I was there and I lived with you guys. It's not like a TV show for me because all this stuff really happened. And then the day of Gigi's birthday party where Golnessa just came for you. Not Golnessa.
Reza.
Scratch that. Tara came for you saying that. This, and you were just like, it wasn't me. Then you have all of your cast members who just don't believe you.
Yeah.
To this day.
Yeah.
They don't believe you.
Some don't. This is true.
Some don't.
Yeah.
A lot don't. A few do, a few don't.
I mean, there's only six of us.
Yeah. Yeah. There's significant, you know, there's just difference of opinion. Some people are like,
agreed.
He did this. So what would you say to people that don't believe you?
Well, I think that it's more fun to believe in the drama.
Yeah.
You know, so, mm-hmm. and I grew up my life always hearing all kinds of
right.
stories about myself,
mm-hmm.
and it's never really fazed me. I mean,
yeah.
I'm on reality TV, so
yeah.
to be honest, like that means I really don't care what people's opinions are.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to put it this way. I teach their own. They can believe what they want.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's a good
I've heard some ridiculous things about Mike mm-hmm. that I really don't believe that
yeah.
the rest of my castmates, including every single one,
mm-hmm.
swear up and down that this is true, but mm-hmm. nobody's actually been there mm-hmm. or can say, I saw it with my own eyes,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
It is what it is.
So, okay, the other thing I have to bring up, because I really want to hear what you have to say, and you know, I think you know what I'm going to talk about. Let's talk about that comment on Watch What Happens Live that Reza came for you.
Reza came for me. Why do you think he did that, Doc?
Okay, I'm going to just backstory this a little bit. The season's finished. The reunion's finished.
Yeah, we're done.
You guys are finished.
It's
season
over.
Is done.
Yeah.
Reza goes on Watch What Happens Live,
mm-hmm.
and somebody asked about you. I may have the things foggy, but
I think Andy mentioned something.
Maybe there was a viewer question. I don't mm-hmm. really remember. But then Reza said you were the phoniest member of uh-huh. the entire cast.
Which is hilarious.
Well, he came for you. I mean, then he basically said, well, you tell us.
He said that he called me a con man.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm the phoniest person on the cast.
Yeah.
He said, and by the way, this is like so the
pot
calling the
thing?
Kettle black, right? It's ridiculous. He said that I tried to have mm-hmm. sexual relations with Gigi's sister. But because I think he inferred.
Because you, it was inferred that some
yeah,
kind of
he,
substance that
yeah.
you took.
He's, what is he inferring? Like steroids don't make you, like give you erectile dysfunction?
I mean, you know what? This is what I'm going to tell you. Some
okay.
people had called me up and say, oh my God, Reza said on national TV that Shervin does coke and couldn't get it up. And I'm like, wait, but that's not what he said. So whatever he said, was that something?
Okay, because I got a bunch of comments saying that, oh, it's because he does steroids.
He didn't actually say that.
Okay.
He said certain substances cause a man not to function, but he said it and the whole audience went silent.
So my question here is,
yeah.
right? And so here's
right.
why I'm totally confused.
Yeah.
Well, whether it be steroids or coke or whatever the hell
or whiskey.
He's claiming, sure,
yeah.
whiskey, right? It's, I mean, clearly not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I function just fine. Second off, my other thing is the name that I was keyed this year,
yeah.
Swervin' Shervin',
yes,
was keyed by Mr. Reza,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Rez, which one is it, bud?
Yeah.
Am I banging everything that moves, or can I not get hard?
Yeah.
Make up your mind.
You can't be swerving unless
right.
you're
exactly.
getting
right.
something functioning down there.
Yeah. So, you know,
it's
just confusing. So, back to my question
mm-hmm.
for you now that we've
yeah.
recapped the situation.
Okay.
Why do you think he did that, Doc?
I think it's because he's trying to plant seeds for the next season, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, that's that she has a doctorate degree yeah. for a reason.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, okay, the season's done. They wrapped it up nice in a tidy bow. You know, MJ's doing great. You know, Rez is doing good. Everybody wants babies. Everybody's stopping to drink and everybody's da da da. And Mike's da da da. And Asa, you know, Asa seems, and I don't know, but she kind of seems like she's on her way out. I would not be surprised if she didn't return based on how this season went for her. She was accused of not showing anything, accused of being the fake one because she's portraying a certain image and she's not being real. And now it felt like that torch was passed to you.
Yeah,
like, you're the one now that's not the real one. And next season might build on that.
Maybe. I could see that point of view. But then if we look back historically, our friend Reza likes to pick a beef with somebody and ride into the next season.
Yeah.
Because where's his freaking storyline?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, Reza's storyline is to sit there and have a beef with somebody and then resolve it. That's his storyline.
Yeah.
So let's go back two seasons ago. It was Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Last season was Gulnessa.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this year going into it, I guess it's going to be me.
Yeah, it was definitely a planting of the seed for 100. The next season. What did you feel like watching that? Because, you know, I, knowing all of you guys, it just was the reunion's done. The show's done for the season. You haven't started filming yet. You're on national live TV, Reza, sitting next to Mike, and pow, you are being called the most phony, fakest member on that after everything's finished, and it lit a fire for the next season.
Well, I mean, I think
did you feel when you saw that? Like, did you see that coming?
Well, okay, so here's the messed up thing. I was actually on a flight coming back from Australia when this aired.
Mm-hmm.
And Reza chose to send me a text before I got on my flight
saying,
by the way, because it was pre-recorded, this Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah, it was.
Normally they're live.
Yeah.
And this was one that was pre-recorded, and he sent me a text telling me that he went in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, it's a price you have to pay for being on a hit show.
Nice.
Right? Okay. Well, I mean, I guess he must be the god of the show, or he, at least he thinks he is.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that Reza does think that the show is a lot of his responsibility to make sure it succeeds.
Yeah.
I mean, do you agree or no?
He kind of thinks he sits on the throne.
Yeah, like the Godfather.
He kind of, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So he decided that you would be the target for the next season, that you'd be the one to have a beef with. Have you guys talked since that show, that Watch What Happens, aired?
No.
You haven't?
I gave my comments on my Instagram regarding that.
I did. I saw it.
I never really engaged. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But you definitely commented on your Instagram. You were just like...
it was the first time I did. And if you read the comments that come on it, it's like, I guess people were kind of happy I finally engaged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting this thing, this was my third year doing this,
mm-hmm.
being part of Shaw's, and having 3 years under my belt. Originally, some of the producers would tell me, like, you know, you need to engage more. You need to kind of like get into it,
mm-hmm.
right? And it doesn't necessarily mean they would be specific. Doesn't necessarily mean fight, right?
Yeah.
But you need to engage more, be more opinionated and whatnot.
Yeah.
Or if you hear something you don't like, you know, bark back.
You have to be unfiltered and opinionated. You're very much encouraged to try and just like. Stir the pot.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's kind of what we're there for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay doing that as far as, you know, on a lot of positive things. On certain negative things, it's not really my style.
Yeah.
That's just not how I was raised. I mean, the way we grew up, like, we don't talk shit.
Yeah.
You know, we don't chest pump and you know, puff up and you know, try to flex. Mm-hmm. We swing.
Yeah.
Right? So if there's really a problem, swing.
Yeah.
One person wins, one person loses, and it's over.
Right.
And if it's not big enough to fight over, shut up.
Do you think that you're going to go into next season having a beef with Reza over what he said about you? Do you feel like you have to prove that he's wrong? Like, what are you
I
at right now?
I have nothing to prove to Reza.
Right.
Right. I think that I challenge Mr. Reza to show how phony I am while I unveil how phony he is.
Okay. That sounds like a good season.
Yeah. Let's dance.
But it was really like, whoa, you know, we have a lot of mutual friends and they were on the phone like, wait, did you see? And I hadn't seen it because I was traveling. And then when I recorded it, watched it, everyone was convinced that he named a certain drug or alcohol or whatever.
Which actually would be, I mean, I'm sure you know this, libel.
Oh, it would be horribly libel. And that's why when we were calling, I would shove
my attorney so far up his ass, he would shit legal documents for a month. Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the things somebody said, they said that Shervin did coke. Another one said, no, they said he was alcoholic. And then I'm like, but that's, when I actually went back to listen to it, I was like, whoa, it was a comment that left much for interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
But it basically said that you were unable to get erectile dysfunction.
Shervin was out of order. Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah, I wish I'd watched it before I'd come in to talk to you, but I remember it was like you were in the vicinity that didn't work, and Mike and everybody went silent. Mike was right there. Have you talked to Mike since it happened?
Yeah, I spoke with Mike.
And?
You know, and he...
Because Mike, obviously, Mike's eyes were just like...
Yeah, well, Mike called to check my temperature that week.
Yeah.
So did Adam, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? They both wanted to kind of check my temperature.
Yeah.
And I told him, I'm like, hey, man, this is, you know, it's kind of what we signed up for.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad. It is what it is, but we'll save it for camera.
Yeah. But Adam can't be held responsible then for Rez's actions, you know?
No, but Adam was given instruction to call and check my temperature.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're trying to see how pissed off you are to see what they're working with.
Are they scared?
Yeah, to see what they're working with.
Are you scared? They should be.
Oh, my. Who do you think the fakest cast member is?
Well, you know, it's normally whoever dealt it or smelt it, dealt it, right? So, you know, I think that kind of speaks for itself. I mean, you know, it's a show about everybody kind of wanting to drip head to toe with gold, right? That's cool, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I own properties. I don't drip with gold.
Yeah, you dripping with properties.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a show about opulence and everybody kind of fronts.
Yeah.
And I never judge anybody for what they have or what they don't have.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to start calling people fake, bro, then, you know, we can start
show
turning
your receipts.
We can start turning our cards over. You know, we can start dancing like that if you want.
Okay, I got it. You know? So what you're saying is you don't have a problem right now with anything, but
I
if anyone comes for you next season, you're going to make sure and show them that you're going
to
swing.
Tabs, we're friends enough for you to know this,
I know.
And all my good friends out there know this. I never have problems. I only provide solutions.
There we go. I love it. I had to ask you because it was just so fascinating to me how at the end of the end of the end, it's like, bow, and all of a sudden Rez was coming for you. And I was looking at it going like, whoa, shots fired. But for what? So I think that they're trying to figure out next season.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get himself into there for next season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Inspiring conversations on lifestyle, celebrity, relationships, and more. This is Glamier with Dr. Tabitha Amir.
You've got a great relationship with our girl, Mercedes.
I love her.
She's great. Yeah. How does that factor into all of this? Because you think that there's going to be some kind of tug of war there? Because has MJ reached out to you about what happened?
No, we haven't discussed it.
Yeah.
And I think she kind of knows my personality
and
she respects that space.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't knock her for it. Like, I'm very pleased that Jasmine brought it up. It's kind of a respect thing.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it because we have a genuine relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And
you guys have a good friendship.
You know, and I'm not like, I'm worried I'm going to lose my friendship. She's going to pick Reza over me. Like, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. She can be friends with Reza.
Exactly.
I don't mind.
And I agree with that. Who do you think got treated the most unfairly this season? And don't say you because you can't say you.
No, I'm not going to say me.
Somebody else.
You know what? To be honest, I think it's going to sound weird, but I think MJ got pretty treated unfairly.
Yeah.
I mean, Asa clearly got treated pretty harsh.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was some passive aggression, some built-up aggression.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell from the other cast members that they've built up for things that they're frustrated throughout the years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm kind of the new kid on the block. I can't necessarily comment on that. That's kind of...
That's before your time.
That's before my time.
Yeah.
And that's what they would tell me. But again, I wasn't there. I can't say. I know she was treated kind of harshly. But,
MJ
I'm speaking about Asa.
Yeah.
I know she was treated kind of harshly, but you know, in the cast members' minds, the other cast, they kind of had justified it, saying, you know,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been building.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from that, I think unfairly though, MJ, because it was kind of spun to make her look really jealous.
Yeah,
and
it was.
That was not the case.
Yeah,
you know,
and that was frustrating for me to watch too because. From the end of last season, the reunion, MJ and Asa had a back and forth.
Yeah. Well, they always have had this. And you speak of tug of war.
Yeah.
That's a tug of war.
That's a tug
right?
of war.
It's
yeah.
always been MJ and Asa's tug of war over Reza, his attention.
That
right?
is. And last season, you know, they finished the reunion and MJ was like, painted as jealous because Asa has this perfect life. And Asa does a fantastic job. And I actually don't know Asa. Of all of you guys, I don't know Asa at all. Mm-hmm. What does that say? I don't know her. I've talked to her briefly once at the Halloween party about her pregnancy. I do not know Asa. But she definitely has this thing of being priestess, goddessy, spiritual, very, very positive, and people have loved her for that for a very long time. The problem is that real?
Yeah. Well, she's definitely managed to avoid getting dirt on her face throughout the years, right?
Yeah.
Outside of her original beef with Golnessa in like season two, I think it was, she's never really had, you know, a beef with somebody that's actually significant. And even in that one, it was like Golnessa was the aggressor, it was Loch Nessa, you know, it was like...
it was 100%.
She was like a victim in it, right? So again, she didn't get dirt on her face for it. And you know, you got to give credit where it's due, Dabs. She works hard, she provides for her family. You know, there's all kinds of stories about how she came up with what she has or whatever. Irrelevant. She could have been, you know, slinging rocks in the corner or, you know, working as a janitor. It really doesn't matter. She takes responsibility for family, make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah, she works hard.
Yeah, and that's admirable.
Yeah.
With that said, yeah, it's kind of hard to know the real Asa. And again, I'm newer, and I don't anticipate the relationship to be as close as it is with the rest of the cast. Like, she went to high school with some of these kids. And, but, you know, outside of filming, it's like I've seen her over the years less than the amount of times I can count on one hand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She does live in Venice. It's kind of far.
Yeah.
You know, she's out there. But so I think, again, she was treated harshly. But then with MJ, I think that it wasn't even necessarily the perfect life thing that made her seem jealous. I think the whole kid thing.
The kid thing.
Yeah, and it was really messed up because I totally understand what MJ was upset about, and I don't think it translated well when it hit screen.
No, it didn't. It didn't. And it's interesting because MJ was going through a lot with her father taking care of that. The stress on your body is going to make it harder to deal with trying to get pregnant.
Of course.
You know? Yeah. And think about a normal person on dealing with an ailing parent without cameras and how much depression, you know, bad, you know, people drink sometimes when they're depressed. They sit in a corner and they don't do anything. They don't progress with their life. And then times that by being on TV, wanting to get pregnant and having the whole world judging you. And sometimes I feel like MJ doesn't get credit for how strong she's been and how much strength she's had to put forward to be able to live this life.
She's extremely strong. Honestly, I think she's no joke, she's the strongest cast member we have.
Yeah. And it really irritated me to make that people made her seem like she was crazy. Like,
and
if somebody is going to your doctor for the same fertility treatments and having discussions with you about it and not telling you that they're going, that's fucked up.
Okay. So that's exactly what I want to say. So let's make it really clear.
Yeah.
It's the deceit that was messed up. And that was what enraged MJ, as it should have, as it would have any of us, you know? And on top of that, it's a little bit of a different world. I mean, you've seen some of the back end stuff, but you know, we're six people. Only us six really understand what it's like to experience this, and words can't describe it. And we spend countless hours together, and we travel together, and we get sick together, and we laugh together, and we watch each other cry, and we help each other. And cameras on or off, we're actually there for each other, and we experience things that are good and bad and scary and funny that nobody else is seeing. And it builds a bond between us. So after doing it, and they've done it significantly longer than I have, exactly double actually, right? So I can only imagine how much stronger their bond is. And they have relations that go all the way back to high school. So now to have like this person that's like, hey, listen, there's only, you know, a few people that can understand me, lie to me straight to my face and use me for this information. And especially on a subject that we all know how important it is for MJ.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
And this is my opinion. It's because, in my opinion, Asa says it's because she didn't trust MJ. And that's why I didn't say anything. Asa, this is me talking as if I'm Asa's thought process. She didn't trust MJ. MJ is not looking out for her best interest. MJ has negative feelings for her. Fuck that. You want the world to think that you naturally conceived a baby without having any struggle because that's the life you're portraying for yourself. Let's call a spade. Why not just say, hey, she's 40-something or 40, having difficulties with fertility, put that storyline out there and have that storyline be part of your story. Yeah. I think she's trying to make her life seem so perfect. And I thought, I really hope that the viewers get this because Asa is like Teflon. Nothing sticks to her.
Yeah, slides right off.
And I think it stuck a little this season.
I think it stuck a little. I think it finally stuck a little this mm-hmm. season. I agree.
Yeah.
And she definitely does have struggles like the rest of us do. Mm-hmm. Nobody on the cast is perfect in any way.
Great. And also, if you have struggles and don't want to show them on TV, then why are you on TV?
Especially reality TV.
Especially reality TV.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could do a Clorox commercial and not show your struggles if you want, right?
Exactly, you know? And I appreciate the fact that she's built this business and she's got these caftans and she's making money, she's supporting her family. And I hope that goes even more and more successful. Nothing about that. But is it fair that everybody else is putting their life out there? I mean, MJ's having these fights with Tommy that are so raw and so brutal, and she's just putting that out there, and we don't get to see...
I'm gonna agree and disagree with that mm-hmm. statement, because I totally agree that we should all have to put it out there. That's what we're there for. Mm-hmm. That's what you signed up for. Mm-hmm. And you know, and on top of that, now Asa, you know, she's got a beautiful baby boy. She's got a deeper relationship with her man, but she doesn't want to show those.
No.
You know, well, she's like, well, he doesn't, and I'm not going to show the kid. Mm-hmm. You can't really be on reality TV and not show that. That's a major aspect of your life, right? So I agree with that. I agree that we're all there. We have to open up with children. Mike got divorced on TV.
And married, you know, like.
He got engaged, married, and
divorced.
We saw him get married, and he was divorced.
We got to see the buildup of his marriage and then the decline.
Yeah.
It was all there.
You know, we saw all of that. We saw Reza leave Adam at the altar, basically, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen all of these things, and it's definitely like, okay, when she has something to show and she doesn't show it, it's a little wrong. Now, the part I disagree on, a character like, you know, a certain personality like MJ, she is all out there.
Yeah.
Like, to the extreme.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so
everything.
I tell her, I'm like, listen, you show everything and the kitchen sink and your neighbor's kitchen sink, right?
Yeah.
You can't necessarily expect that. You set the bar that high, like everybody has to reach this bar. You know, everybody kind of has. I agree, everybody has to show, but take it easy, dude.
Yeah. So MJ leaves nothing out.
Nothing.
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 That's true. And, I mean, when I stayed at her place, and she was kind enough to let me stay there.
I remember.
And not at her, but at her dad's
place.
Yeah,
the other one.
And so I would like walk into her place, and I remember it was that time period where she was what you guys saw on TV.
Yeah.
She was figuring out the renovations, what she was going to do. And I remember thinking, while she was filming, whoa, she is showing everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, all the dirty plates, all the glasses, all the renovation. She did not leave anything in her life unwatched.
100%.
And what you're saying is maybe scale that back a little bit.
No, and I'm not even necessarily saying scale it back. If that's where your comfort zone is, that's what you want to do, and that's your choice, that's okay.
Okay.
But don't expect everybody else to that level.
Yeah. I understand.
You know?
So don't expect everybody else to have that same level of
transparency. That level is extreme. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But that's her. You know.
Yeah.
When if there's no shots of sunset, that's still her.
Yeah.
Right. Look at her Snapchat.
Yeah.
She's the only one doing God knows what at 5 o'clock in the morning and Snapchatting it.
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes it doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But she does it. She does it, and I love her for it, you know, and she's awesome. But that's her. It's who
she
is. And she'll always be that person.
And not everybody's going to be like that.
Definitely.
I fully understand. I mean, it was such a great season. What are you all doing now? Like, right now, it's sort of in between.
Right now, it's in between.
You have a little bit of a break, because people understand this is a year. Full year thing. There's only like a couple months where you guys get some time off.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you got summer break when you're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except we don't have to sit in the back of the car while our dad drives and yells at us.
Exactly, right? And are you still dating Annalise?
We're still talking, yeah. This is true.
And is that going to be more? Are you going to see more of that? Like, what do you want to do there?
That's a good question, Tabs.
Yeah, so you're still figuring that out.
Trust me, if I could see into tomorrow, I'd probably look at the lotto numbers first before I did the relationship.
That's good.
Well, we'll see.
So you're still figuring it out.
I'm still figuring it out.
You're still not ready to be committed to one person right now.
Where we left off at the end of the season, mm-hmm. we're still there.
Got it. Right. So you're still not at that place right now. Right now, you just want to be exactly how you are.
You know, I've been really concentrating on like my businesses right now. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, it's a full-time gig.
Yeah.
And these 2 months that we had off, during the time that we're filming, people don't necessarily get it. It's a lot of work. You've seen it.
It's all day, every day. Yeah, it's like, sometimes I don't know how she slept or how any of you guys slept.
Yeah.
You would wake up in the morning thinking that you might have that morning off, and then we're told all of a sudden that you had to film at 11 o'clock in the morning. You know, and the women have to do hair and makeup. Even if it means showering and putting their own makeup on, it's a long day.
Sure.
And
it goes. And there's a lot of drinking involved, which beats you up even more.
And then traveling.
And traveling, which beats you up. I mean, you know, it's all of these things. So it's kind of hard to get to your regular gig during this time. So these past 2 months, I've been focused on that.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, I'm real excited about like some good quality family time.
Yeah,
my brother's wife's about to give birth.
Oh, that's right.
Baby's due December 21st.
That's great.
We're stoked.
Yeah.
First little one in the family, you know, I'm going to be an uncle.
Oh, wow. Boy or girl, do you know yet?
Boy.
Oh, it's a boy.
And I get like the best position, right? Because I get to like, have the cute kid and kiss him and bite him, but then they have to change the diapers.
I'm the cool aunt, so I get it. Like, it's a freaking best thing. No one tells you. It's like, you don't need your own kids because you can be cool.
Yeah, I might ask them to pop a couple extra out for me, you know?
Yeah. Be like, hey, you have another one pretty quickly because it's kind of
one for you, one for
me, and one
for you, you know.
Perfect.
It'll work.
Do you think that we got to see a more fully rounded version of you this season, of your who you are, despite the, you know, with especially in with all the ugly? With
yeah, because, you know, with ugly comes out true colors, right? So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm happy it happened because, you got to see another aspect of me. And I feel like there's still a lot of me left that I'm disappointed that production didn't necessarily film or air.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to see a lot more of that next year.
Well, I think we are going to be seeing a lot more something with you next year, especially the way Reza left it. So I am going to be waiting to see how that turns out.
And me, you and me both.
You're like, let's see what happens. I'm glad this feels less like an interrogation, more like a discussion. Because like as you are coming in today, I was like, you know, I didn't even have to prepare to talk to him because I was there through the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's still... there's still times where it's uncomfortable to talk because we are friends, to be like, hey, did you bang this girl? Did you do that? So it's still uncomfortable because I'm not a reality TV person. Yeah. So I have different.
Well, be comfortable with me. I don't mind. You know,
no,
cool.
I know. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like coming in, I was like, I know we got to talk about this. But having been there with you through it all, I still to this day don't understand why the hell that woman Tara decided to just poof. I think she thought she was going to get a cast member award.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Get
something like that.
Yeah.
And I
blew
agree.
Up and she disappeared. I don't think any of us have heard from her since.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And you know, and that's the other thing. I think was one of my followers was commenting, was like, so hold on. I mean, why would this chick what's her motivation?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's
Beyond
like, okay, I'm married. I cheated. What are you gaining out of that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like even if I said, okay, yeah, that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single. I'm not married. Right.
Yeah.
So what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. But she was the one that was married.
Yeah. I don't know. It's some things, I guess, are just left better.
Yep. And better left in the past.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, way past.
Way past. Yeah. I always have fun talking to you.
Me
too. We've
been
trying to get this together for a few months now. So here we are. But
for sure.
I'm actually glad we waited because that little watch what happens live thing, that kind of like threw me for a loop. So I'm like, I got to ask him about it. So, I mean, guys, Shaws of Sunset, Bravo TV. You guys are going to start filming the next season. You guys are greenlit for the next season already.
Bravo greenlit season 7.
Yeah. And so you guys are going to start filming probably around January, February.
I think we're going to start filming end of January.
Perfect. I can't wait. We'll see how it goes.
Right on the corner.
I'll be
talking to you. Be there.
I'll see some of that stuff. So I'll be able to be talking to you about this next year. Like, hey, so how about that? So,
all right.
To be continued. Thanks, Sherman.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.